Amy, you're taking these shots. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? But it's honestly, I'm not surprised because, unfortunately, there are people out there that feel that way. The unfortunate part about this particular situation is that taxpayers' money are paying this guy's salary, and it's just absolutely absurd.
Well, tell me, give me the details from what you know. I've seen the video on the news, but I know you've explored this more. Tell me about the video and the circumstances behind the release.
Well, I personally haven't talked to James O'Keefe, but James O'Keefe is the guy that did the Acorn sting some time ago and brought to light the prostitution that Acorn was trying to help him set up a prostitution ring. This is the same guy, and he had two people go undercover and act like that they were part of this group that wanted to spread Sharia law across the world and wanted to give NPR $5 million in doing so. And I guess they had set up a website back in January. And so they go to lunch with these two NPR executives, and you hear some of the things that, you know, that you just talked about that were said at this lunch. I mean, it was horrific how he talked about, you know, that we are, like you said, weird, evangelical, Islamophobic, and gun-toting racist. I mean, that's absurd. And then, you know, he talks about that the conservatives are not that educated. He says, in my personal opinion, and I'm quoting here, in my personal opinion, liberals today might be more educated, fair, and balanced than conservatives. I mean, who would make those kinds of statements? It, you know, it's obviously we're at a difficult time in our country. Our economy's out of control. And, you know, some feel like the world is falling down around us with all this stuff going on around the world. But you know what? Let's debate the issues. Let's not resort to personal attacks.
You know, Amy, this is a hot topic when you talk about Islam versus radical Islam. And as you know, there are hearings that are going to be conducted to discuss this subject. But when you start talking about there are a lot of folks out there with concerns that there are efforts here in America to spread radical Islam and what they stand for throughout this country, and that the Tea Party is in a partnership with something like that.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I mean, this Tea Party movement is your everyday average Americans that are just concerned about the direction of the country. Most people, including myself, have never been involved in politics whatsoever. I mean, these are moms, teachers, grandmothers, nurses. I mean, any kind of person you can imagine, just your everyday average person. And really, all we care about is getting this economy under control and reining in this out-of-control, you know, over-intrusive big government. That's what we're concerned about. We're not focused on the social issues and people's religions or race or anything else. I mean, we welcome everybody into this movement, and it's all about the spending and how you can take that and turn it into that, you know, we're stupid and that we're a bunch of Islamophobes and racists and so on and so forth. I mean, it's a stretch, and it's absurd, and it's absolutely incorrect. And I can't imagine if myself or some other, you know, Tea Party leader from another organization were caught saying these similar things. I mean, it is absolutely outrageous and uncalled for. And from my understanding, I guess he and NPR have departed ways. And that's what we said yesterday, that that he should resign immediately or be terminated immediately.
You're speaking of NPR Foundation President Ron Schiller, who recently handed in his resignation.
Right. Exactly.
What do you think should happen to NPR?
I think they absolutely should be defunded. And look, you heard it in the video. Those that haven't seen the video, you really need to see it. But he says in the video that you know, that they'd be better off without taxpayer funding, which there's a move underway, you know, to defund them anyway. And I absolutely think that they should be defunded. They shouldn't be receiving our tax dollars. And, I mean, look at the successful radio programs out there now. You know, I don't think it's something that our tax dollars need to go to.
All right, folks can see this video on YouTube. All they have to do is bring up Mr. Schiller's name. Amy, before I let you go, what's hot with the Tea Party Express? There is a lot of controversy around and debate when we're talking about the budget and temporary budgets. And you know what I couldn't wait to ask you? There are a lot of folks who lost their jobs because voters said, look, we want this budget process brought under control. We want to cut the budget deficit. But from the outside looking in at Democrats and Republicans, it doesn't look like they're making the headway that the Tea Party folks wanted.
Well, you know, we are, as I said, in a very difficult situation. And I think the thing that people need to remember is that we didn't get here overnight. And anybody that thought that, you know, we were going to bring these new people into Washington and that they were going to completely turn things around in 3 months, I mean, that's just not reasonable. If you think that, you're setting yourself up for a letdown, because it doesn't happen that fast. I think we've taken some good first steps, but there is a lot more to do, and it's going to take a lot of political willpower to do these things. Look, I mean, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. We cannot sustain the spending. It is out of control, and these people were sent to Washington to make the tough decisions, and it's time they buckle down now and make these tough decisions and stop worrying about, you know, whether or not they're going to be reelected in 2 years and, you know, what their political future is. They need to do what they were sent there to do, and that's represent the people, and that's get the U.S. economy back on a sound economic footing.
Amy Kramer's with the Tea Party Express. I'll be in touch, Amy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.